Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 26th. You'll be interested to know. 73 years ago, today, in 1953, Jonas Salk announced a breakthrough vaccine that offered real protection against paralytic polio, giving families hope and medical researchers a new tool. The announcement marked a major milestone in public health, dramatically advancing efforts to prevent suffering and paving the way for widespread immunization programs worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 40 degrees, with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:02, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a chance of rain and a high near 64, along with a moderate southwest breeze, around 12 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. If you're inland, it will hit a high of 64. Tonight, expect rain before 4 a.m., along with patchy fog and a low around 44, with light winds around 8 miles per hour, gusting up to 21. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday starts with rain and patchy fog before 3 p.m., becoming mostly cloudy with a high near 50 and a north wind near 7 to 10 miles per hour, with a quarter to half inch of rain possible. Saturday is cooler and partly sunny with a high near 38 and light north winds. Then Sunday warms into the upper 40s and Monday climbs to near 54 with southwest winds 9 to 14 miles per hour and gusts up to 25. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Red Sox fans, get ready for an exciting opening day deal at South Street Diner. On April 3rd, from 11 in the morning until 9 in the evening, the diner will serve free all-you-can-eat Fenway Franks with any beverage purchase. This fun promotion aligns perfectly with the Red Sox home opener against the San Diego Padres, which kicks off at 2:10 in the afternoon. For those celebrating at home, any Uber Eats order over $20 placed between 2 in the afternoon and 6 in the evening will also include a complimentary Fenway Frank. Known for its comfort food, South Street Diner is the most iconic diner in Massachusetts, according to Business Insider. Now on to sports. Baseball is back. The Yankees dominated the Giants 7-0 last night on Netflix's opening night in San Francisco, with Max Fried putting on a clinic. The lefty threw 6 1/3 shutout innings, allowing just 2 hits as New York's bats came alive in the second inning. It was rough for Giants manager Tony Vitello in his historic jump from college coaching, and ace Logan Webb took the loss. Judge went hitless with 4 strikeouts. Switching to March Madness, the Sweet 16 ticks off tonight with some serious storylines. Number 11 Texas faces number 2 Purdue at 7 Eastern, with the Longhorns the only double-digit seed remaining. Iowa, back in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 1999, takes on Nebraska at 7 on TBS. In local sports, the Celtics snapped Oklahoma City's 12-game win streak last night, beating the Thunder 119-109 at TD Garden. Jaylen Brown dominated with 31 points, scoring 14 in a pivotal third quarter as Boston clawed back from a 13-point deficit. Jason Tatum added 19 points and 12 rebounds with 7 assists. The East's second-best team proved itself against the league's best record. Tonight they host Atlanta at 7:30, and the Hawks bring momentum. They're 12-1 in their last 13 games. But the Celtics' elite depth and defensive versatility should carry the load while Tatum continues ramping up from his Achilles injury. On the ice, the Bruins came up big in Buffalo, beating the Sabres 4-3 in overtime. Pavel Zacha scored just 38 seconds in, capping a wild third period where both teams traded leads. David Pastrnak extended his point streak to 11 games with a goal and 2 assists. It was a crucial win for Boston's playoff push. They head home Saturday to face Minnesota at 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Red Sox open their season tonight in Cincinnati at 4:10 against the Reds. Garrett Crochet takes the mound on opening day, coming off a Cy Young runner-up finish last year. Roman Anthony leads off for Boston as the everyday left fielder. In top news, safety advocates are encouraged by two recent jury decisions ordering millions in damages against big tech companies, including Meta and YouTube, over claims of addiction and endangerment. A Los Angeles jury found Meta negligent, awarding $6 million to a young woman who alleged addiction to their platforms as a child. This follows a New Mexico jury ordering Meta to pay $375 million for endangering children. Experts suggest these verdicts signal potential changes in legal protections for tech firms, with many more cases pending. Senator Marsha Blackburn emphasized the need for Congress to enact child safety legislation in light of these findings. In business news, on March 24, 2026, Red Lobster's new chief executive officer, Damola Adamolikan, is attempting a turnaround for the struggling restaurant chain. Despite the chain's bankruptcy exit and loss of customers, he confidently announced, "We're going to execute the greatest comeback in the history of the restaurant industry." However, the operational challenges remain significant, with about 100 unprofitable locations draining resources and recent losses noted. Adamolikan's strategies include streamlining the menu and enhancing customer experience, but ongoing financial constraints complicate these efforts. The future hinges on securing more investment and effectively negotiating leases. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $71,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $2,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.40. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. NASA unveils new ambitious moon base plans. NASA Chief Jared Isaacman announced a $30 billion plan to speed up lunar landings and establish a United States moon base by 2036. The space agency aims to create a permanent human presence on the lunar South Pole within the next decade. Isaacman emphasized, the goal is not flags and footprints, but to stay on the moon. NASA is currently targeting April 1st for its upcoming moon mission, Artemis II, which will send 4 astronauts around the moon. China plans to land its own astronauts on the moon by 2030. And in entertainment news, Archie Decker is moving to 9 p.m. Tuesdays as Scott Speedman's drama awaits a season 2 renewal decision. Currently, the show airs in the 10 p.m. Wednesday slot behind High Potential, but will shift once that series wraps on April 7th. In the lead-up to its debut on April 14th, ABC will re-air the first 3 episodes back-to-back on April 9th. With 3.69 million viewers, Archie Decker is ABC's most-watched 10 p.m. drama debut in over 5 years. While not a breakout hit, it looks promising for renewal as the network evaluates its performance. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American physician and medical researcher, Jonas Salk. And he said, "Hope lies in dreams, in imagination, and in the courage of those who dare to make dreams into reality." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.